This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 3rd. God's word to you today is learn to move. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, and it says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Most of us are discouraged far more than we like to be. We know that discouragement is a part of life, but we find that we are discouraged far more than we would love to be. Many things make us discouraged. So my question to you today is, what makes you easily discouraged? I want you to write the answer down. Is it work, or unanswered prayers, or school, or is it a football club? What is it? Is it your spouse, or your children, or lack of children? Write it down. There are two main things I want us to learn to do with discouragement. If we learn to do these two things, we can limit and overpower discouragement in our lives. We can also ensure that because we have diffused discouragement, we are not often in that place where we are tempted to say, "I might as well." Not being in that place often means being strong, right? When you are often strong, it means you can fulfill your destiny easily. It is so important that we get these two things. The first one is, I must learn from discouragement. You must learn from discouragement. One thing about God's favorite house, which I'm grateful to God for, is the heart of worship, which obviously leads to the manifest presence of God that is in God's favorite house. Another thing that I'm grateful for is the heart to learn, the atmosphere for consistent learning. And we should not take it for granted. A lot of us are great learners. And if you're listening to this today, it means these two attributes are in you: the heart to worship and the heart to learn. We have to learn from discouragement. If we do not learn from discouragement, it gets deeper, it gets darker, then it comes more often and inevitably leads to defeat. I usually would use sports as an illustration, but this applies to all areas of life. For instance, you're playing a game of tennis and you served out twice, meaning you double faulted, so you lose a point, which leaves you discouraged. However, if you do not learn from it, what did you do wrong? How you got it wrong? What you should adjust? If you do not learn from it and move on, what happens is it gets deeper, it gets darker, you repeat it more often, and it leads to defeat. That is just how it is. In any sport, once you get discouraged, if you do not learn from it, you're going to repeat it. If you do not learn from it, you're going to keep kicking yourself. Let us pray. Father, I will not be afraid or discouraged because you have personally gone ahead of me. You are with me and you will not fail or abandon me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.